from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. About 360,000 Ontario residents will begin to receive notice today that their personal information was part of a data breach. The province says in 95% of the cases, only names and or phone numbers were affected. The breach happened in November to the province's vaccine management system, known as Covaxon. Two people have been charged. Since it was discovered, the province has been working with the OPP and the Privacy Commissioner to determine the scale and impact of the breach. The city's first indoor cricket practice arena officially opens on Sunday at the Archie Dillon Sportsplex. It's operated by the Timmins Tigers Cricket Club. Its director, Deepak Datta, says it allows members of the South Asian community who play the sport in the summer to maintain their skills over the winter. He also hopes to attract interest from the city's hockey, baseball, and soccer players.
Cricket is a medium to connect them to their other friends and, you know, community members here. So that way they will feel they're still at home.
You can learn more and how to donate to the club on the Timmins Tigers Facebook page, and the audio of my interview with Deepak Datta on our website. More than $5 million is being pumped into Timmins projects and businesses by the Northern Ontario Heritage Fund. The funding was announced in town today by Timmins MPP George Peary. It will be used for everything from producing a supernatural coming-of-age movie to buying logging equipment. The full list of who got how much is on our website. If you're bringing electronic Christmas gifts on the plane with you as you fly to see family at Christmas, don't wrap them until you get there. Timmins Airport Manager Dave Damon says after going through an X-ray scanner, security screeners will have to unwrap the gifts.
Obviously through the air, you've just opened your laptop or your suitcase or your carry-on. But if you've wrapped your presents, unfortunately, they may have to take a look if it rings a couple of alarms or looks a little off.
Damon advises you to take the wrapping paper with you and finish the job once you land. Well, you might have to sit through a few commercials the next time you watch The Lion King. Disney Plus has launched a cheaper subscription tier supported by advertising. If you want to watch ad-free, you'll have to shell out about $3 a month more. The company assures parents that the ads will be child-friendly, with no political or substance-related ads, as well as none targeting viewers under 18. And those watching on kids mode will stay ad-free. The move comes after the company reported losses of about $1.5 billion last quarter, with several other streaming services also introducing similar ad-supported subscriptions. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.